church, just in this church here, we had people that left because we didn't ask them what song book to buy. We had another leave because he didn't think we ought to have a song leader, that we ought to have just spontaneous singing, or maybe let the song leader select the number, start the song, and then blend in.
Yeah.
And most of the problems, we had some few doctrinal problems, but just think about it. These are individuals. I was told by one man, if we didn't move the class out into the auditorium from the side room, that he was going to quit. You know, just things like that. Now, that if we think that's putting others before yourself,
you're mistaken. Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's
examples of that kind of willfulness.
That's what I'm saying in the deal. And being in East Texas, seemed like they used to have more problems in East Texas than anywhere among the congregations. I know one man down there, man's business team, and talking about selecting elders. He didn't qualify and he didn't want to have elders, and he made the statement, I don't have elders because I don't have any say so. You know,
yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
that kind of thing.
That's amazing.
I had another split down there over because the guy had been unfaithful to his wife. Two or three times, they came back, went down the front, made acknowledgement. And her brother, who had to be a deacon in the congregation, wouldn't accept it. Again, the church split over that. Not doctrine, but just...
Yeah, willfulness on the part of
some. Willfulness of people.
Yeah. Problem with that is not only the individual, but it can be polarizing. If a person has some influence, it can be a polarizing situation and infect other people. I just for clarification, with Jerry, if you didn't hear, but if you did, we're confused. There was an individual who had a problem with the idea of song leading, not in the sense of having a song leader per se, but the idea he had that an individual who was seeking to do a good job of song leading was bringing attention to himself. One of the things that led to this was that we decided to have song leader training. He thought that was inappropriate. When he was asked why, it's because he had been in congregations in the past where such an emphasis was placed upon song leading and training and being good song leaders that parallel to that, that congregation became unfaithful. And he felt that this was a sign pointing toward apostasy. And I told him at the time, I said, it may have been then. You know, that may have been a symptom of something. But there's nothing unscriptural with training men to do a good job of leading and being leaders in worship at all. And we ought to strive to that. And by doing things decently and in order, we're not violating any scripture. So an idea of bringing attention to myself, you see some song leaders that do that, certainly. They want to be the center of attention. That kind of willfulness is certainly something that's wrong. But the idea that because you are going to have this song leaders class, and I don't like it, I'm leaving, that's where the problem resides. And you know, again, there were people, I think of another couple that told me later, and they left because they moved away, but they said, you know, if the temperature in the auditorium hadn't got better, they were cold. If the temperature hadn't got better this next summer, so we're leaving. You know, they didn't tell anybody that. They just decided that they were going to leave because they didn't like how cold it was. Well, you know, a lot of us were comfortable. And so if you get cold, put a blanket on your lap or do something like that. And by the way, I'm not saying that you guys who get cold when I'm hot, that you're the ones that need to suffer. That's not the point that I'm making. Because if everyone else was comfortable and it was 80 degrees in here and hot, then I would have a responsibility to take my coat off and sweat a little bit and just be accepting of it. And by the way, I preached in places where that was necessary. But it's the idea of getting along. Why in the world would you be upset with your brethren and decide that you wouldn't be associated with a particular congregation because the temperature was set at 72 instead of 76? Yeah, it doesn't make any sense to me. Especially since... Well, there's equal number of individuals on both sides of that issue, by the way, in about every congregation.
When we was having a problem over institutionalism, you know, we had this building was new and this all that around here was weeds. So the men of the congregation decided we were going to get a commercial lawnmower to mow all of this property around here. We had a family leave, said, well, If you can afford you can afford it for a lawnmower, but you can't support orphans.
Yeah. But see, that's not a matter. I mean, it's a matter of willfulness in the sense, because they wouldn't say that that's not authorized.
Yeah.
But they had this issue. So there may be some willfulness there, but that's also a matter of doctrine. That's a complete misrepresentation of truth and of the position that we would hold. I'm not going to turn away any orphan that I have an opportunity to help if I've got that opportunity. But what's authorized in Scripture? But again, that's why we say here are the principles of Scripture. We all have to follow that. We all have to submit ourselves and conform to truth. But in matters that are matters of preference and such, that kind of response is completely inappropriate. Yes, Josh?
Just real quickly, you mentioned it to a certain extent, but the key is communication. Going to what Jerry was talking about, the elders and their decisions, and a lot of the examples we've been given with temperature and songbook and training, it kind of seems like petty things. But the more communication there is between brethren themselves and between the leadership of the congregation, the eldership, and the brethren, the more these issues can be resolved before they actually become an issue. And that's not to say that the elders obviously want to run everything by the brethren before they make a decision. And there's going to be some discretion there. But the more communication there is there, the more there's reasons given for doing certain things instead of just it being done. And I know that there's been times that something that I wondered what's going on with maybe a certain individual, even with discipline. Brethren didn't know about it before we would draw from them, so that to some of us, we should seek out to know our brethren, and we should know that some of those that's on us, but there are sometimes things we don't know about that maybe we could help out with, but we don't know. There are several examples of that, but that communication, I think, is an important part. And the more that communication happens, the more that relationships develop, the more willing there is on both sides to be selfless with that.
Good point. In the spirit of communication, which is a good valid point, this morning I went up to the front. It was 63 degrees in here. And I turned on the heater till it got up to 70. And then I turned off the heater and turned on the air conditioner. And what I'm trying to do is maintain what it normally is. And so some of you are going to be cold, some of you are going to be hot. But with the temperature rising because of the body heat, the air conditioner may kick on during the assembly. I just want everyone to know that. I know it's cool outside, but I had the heater on earlier. It just kicked on. It sounded like it.
I'm just
going
to say that, interesting thing I've seen, and maybe it's common knowledge, or whatever, but a lot of times when people leave, we talk about people leaving, like, oh, I'm leaving over Congo, I'm leaving over Song Leader, I'm leaving over the temperature of whatever the changes are. It's interesting because most times you find those individuals are just looking for a reason to leave the beginning, and it's not so much that they're upset with that one thing, because I've seen others that are might have a problem with something, maybe a decision by elders or in congregations where there isn't in business meetings where they get through those things. So
yeah.
The ones that are faithful Christians have a tendency to be able to put aside those things, like to be selfless, whereas the people that leave are usually looking for a reason to be in this.
Yeah, there's something that happens. It's called church hopping. And you know of some who have done that. Church hoppers, the problem is less often a problem with the churches. They're hopping from place to place, and more with the hopper himself. And that's something that Josh is pointing out. Appreciate very much everyone's kind attention. We kind of had more discussion than dealing with the text, but it was an important one. In Philippians 2:5-11, we're going to be discussing the humility and exaltation of Christ. And so we're going to really be digging into the text next week. All right. Appreciate everyone's kind attention and your discussion today.